Blog Talk Radio.
There comes a time when every alcohol brand must ask, should we make a seltzer? And our answer is no. Introducing Tito's in a can. It's literally an empty can that we're selling. That's right. You add the Tito's and the soda and the lime and whatever. Now you can drink your Tito's from a double insulated, refillable, cold, hard can. In all these canned drinking places, we don't make seltzers. You do.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Here we go. Girl, you gotta go on. Gotta break a dawn. From your head to your toes. Cause black straight knows. You're the sexy movie maker. And a crazy rough shaker. Just go with the flow. Cause I want you to know. Just come to me.
I want
for your good love, and I've been waiting patiently. So come closer, please, and I will show you the way. Love and ecstasy tonight, cause it's hard to find real love. So baby, won't you try me? And forever you will be mine.
Baby, won't you?
Together. We want to bring him back on, of course, for the first time in 10 years. And, of course, he's a little nervous tonight because I can hear things going on in the background, but that's okay. We're happy to have you back, Simeon. First time since March of 2014. So go ahead and start your introduction.
All right. This is a product of WBNN, and this is Making It Plain. And I am your unapologetic host, Simeon Myers, on the air now from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Motai Media. And the topic we have today is foundational Black Americans deserving of reparations, or should we get reparations? I, today, will bring the receipts showing you we should. I say it again. I am bringing the receipts tonight. I'm bringing the hot fire tonight. All right? To show you that foundational Black Americans, which is the foundation of the United States, and this is why we are due reparations. And you know what? I got some things right here that I want to share with you. Let me get to this real quick. Should we start with germ warfare, bio warfare, how crack was in our neighborhoods in the 80s? Not only that, we should deal with heroin in the 70s. Not only that, malt liquor. Not only that, what about the Tuskegee? Syphilis? HIV? Huh? What about all that? What about the... You know, what's the other thing? The $5 Indians, knowing that we were native to this land, you know? And the lands that, and the towns and stuff that we bought were flooded, burned down, people were killed. You know, the people over there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, just lost a case. And there was like a few survivors. They're about 100-something years old. Survivors of the Tulsa massacre. And they, and the judge had no reason. She just threw it out. And she said without, she threw the case out. She said, listen, we're not going to give you no reparation. And this is without prejudice. And you can't come back. And you can't come back and try to file again. But they could take it to the Supreme Court, I think. But I'm letting, this is just a little bit, some receipts real quick. Why we should get it. And listen, I take on anybody challenge that wants to say why we shouldn't get it, and I'm going to prove to you why we should get it. Now, This country was built off the back and the labor of foundational black Americans, from cotton, sugarcane, you name it, tobacco, all of, even the people all the way in South Carolina, the Delegiches that produced the rice. Huh? And not only that, right now, as we speak today, there's some type of justice that's happening for foundational black Americans. Right now in California, there is a task force for reparations, and it looks like we will be getting that. Okay? All right? It says right here, it says based on the economic, the task force, the report estimates and the eligible black residents who have lived seven decades in California could be owed up to $1.2 million. California was not legally a slave state, yet more than over 4,000 enslaved people were brought to the state from 1850 to 1860. You understand? And we know that California wasn't supposed to be a legally, it's not a legally slave state, but we see that they were still bringing, they still were making the money off the backs and the sweat of our eyebrows of our ancestors. This is our land. We fought in every war. You know this. This is the truth. I'll tell you no lie. We fought in every war in this country. And because of us, we were the currency in this country. And this is why we should get reparations. Because this country was able to make off the foot. It would not be no America without foundational black Americans. You know the reason why I say foundational black Americans? Because we were the foundation. We were. They tried it. You got to understand. Listen. Watch this. When the early Europeans came over here, they fell. Some of them, and what's the story in Virginia? The people that disappeared off the face of the earth, somehow the guy left and he came back, the whole colony was gone. I think it was Roanoke. A lot of the settlers came, they didn't get things popping until they enslaved foundational black Americans. And we were the labor class. We were smart. We had the agriculture. And it was not only just the Native Americans. See, but it was already black people here. See, and a lot of us, and this is the qualification, a lot of us are not even from, see, a lot of people think that a majority of us came from Africa. No, it was already blacks here. That's why I'm saying foundational black American. You dig? Now, what is the qualifications? What is the qualifications to get these reparations in California? I'm about to tell y'all. It says, first, you have to be able to trace your lineage. See, this thing's going to be lineage-based. Directly to the person who had been enslaved in the United States, okay, who lived in the U.S. prior to the 1900s. And a lot of us are foundational black Americans. A lot of us, our grandmothers and stuff, we kept records. You got to understand, the slaves had to keep records. Because even when we was free, we had to show paperwork and all types of stuff. So we could trace our roots. Because there's some people saying that we can't trace our roots and we don't know how far back. Yes, we can. We can go to the 1870 census. We can trace our roots, and they most likely put Negro because they classified even the black Indians as Negro. So we can trace our roots, and I like that it's lineage based. This protects us. Because, you know, if we say it's for African Americans, if we use words like that, man, then there you got people from other countries and other places, and everybody can say they are African American because everybody came from Africa. But this is lineage-based. This is our lineage. This is a foundational black American. We have culture here. We have done great things here, okay? Lots of inventors. You got to understand, a lot of inventions, things that we contribute to society. We got to get money for our patents that were stolen. And slaves couldn't own patents back then. So a lot of inventions that Thomas Edison had made, he took the credit for. I think he took the credit for Louis Lattimore. Now, here we go. We got a track from international DJ, legendary Brother O. Let's go with that.
Character thing. love it, baby. Every little thing. Ooh, your nails, all the whole bit, baby. I'm in there. Just don't leave me, baby.
There's a lot to say.
Her weave, her dress, her shoes.
I just love you.
What else can I say?
Once again, more receipts. More receipts, more receipts, more receipts. More receipts. I tell you, more receipts. Listen. And, oh, before I even keep going, listen. Press that dial, man. Listen. 516-453-9133. And press 1 to join, you know. This is a hot topic right here. This topic, because right now it's a push for reparations. So that's why we definitely got to get on this. And it's time for us to get ours. So listen, I got more receipts. And I'm going to give it to you. Look, dig this. You ever heard in New York City this place called Seminole Village in New York City? It was established in 1825, you know, on the outskirts of New York City at the time when African Americans was, you know, they were residents there, you know, at the height of the village, you know. It covered, not only that, it covered from 82nd Street and to all the way to 89th Street, you know. Let me tell y'all something, man. Place, not only that, they had a grocery store. They had a shoemaker shop. They had a blacksmith shop. They had about 3 schools, and I think they had about a couple churches. The crazy thing is this place is right smack middle, is right there and right in the middle of Manhattan. That used to be ours. And because of discrimination laws that restricted the freedom and opportunities of the people, you know, and they used eminent domain, they lost their village, man. This was foundational Black American. This is what we did. We was productive in society. You got to understand how they turned us inside out. They made us look at our ancestors would be turning in our graves if they saw what was going on right now. If they could see the glimpse in how this is how our people are living, land that was stolen. You know, look at this. I got more receipts. Somebody say more receipts. I thought I was in church for a minute. More receipts. Here we go. Watch this. It says 1855. The New York State Legislature passed an act to lay out a public park, New York City, which authorized the use of eminent domain to subside the land to create Central Park. The residents were accused of being a public nuisance. This is an example of systemic racism. Do y'all see that? That's receipts, man. Come on, man. Foundational Black Americans. And they said we wasn't productive in America. You got to remember, when we was enslaved, we knew all the trades. We knew how to do carpentry. We built them railroads before the Chinese got here. We built the railroads before the Chinese got here. We was doing that. We were the labor class, you know? We created the telephone. If you see, you ever been to Washington, D.C.? All right. So look, I see you, man. Come on, tap in.
Hey, this is Jerry Petito. I'm a fellow host on WBNN. Congratulations on you coming back to us, man.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
So, you know, I want to talk to you about something. I'm Italian. My daughter-in-law is Black. My granddaughter's part Black. So I'm going to share something with you that most of the hosts already know, but based on your topic tonight, you know, I grew up very sheltered when it came to any kind of racism. My dad was from Italy, and he would bring all his coworkers home with him. I didn't know the differences until I moved to New Jersey at 12 years old. That's when I realized this craziness. We didn't have that in Long Island City, New York. Okay? On my street and, like, within 10 blocks, it was all mixed everything. We were all friends. We loved each other. We would eat in each other's homes, swim in each other's pools. It was amazing. I moved to New Jersey and realized it. So I want to share something that happened with you. You know, the history books here up north and the history books down south, do you know that they're different?
Nope. Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. So I was on a trip. My dad took me and my daughter on a trip years ago. I was only maybe 30. I'm 62 now. So this was a while ago. And we were in Europe, and we had other families with us on this tour. And there was a family from down south. And the guy was my age, the son, and he was a history teacher. And this was the first time my eyes were really opened. And we were talking about history. And he said, well, you do know that your history books and ours are different. I'm like, what are you talking about? How is that possible? Isn't it history? And he said, no, let's talk about slavery. Your history books say slaves were abused and all this stuff went on with them that was terrible. Down south, you know what their history books say? That the slaves were not only not abused. Why would you abuse someone who was taking care of your family and your children? And they gave them housing and food. It was like the slaves wanted that. I said, excuse me? So I started doing my own research back then. And yes, those books were written very different than ours. And that's when my eyes were really, truly opened. Now, let's come up here to today, right? So about, I would say 7 years ago, I go down south to Memphis. You know, I'm an Elvis fan. And a friend of mine came from Australia. He was an Elvis fan. So we go, and we take a cab. Taxi driver was a black man. So my friend's disabled, so I put him in the front, and I'm sitting in the back, and I talk a lot. So I'm talking, and the driver says, it's okay, ma'am. You don't have to talk. I said, excuse me? He said, I know my place. I said, sir, do me a favor, pull over. So he thought I was probably going to say, I'm getting out. He pulls over. I said, now, sir, can you get out of the car for a minute, please? And I get out. And he gets out, and he's looking at me. And I said, can I hug you now? He said, excuse me? I said, hug me. So we hugged, and he had tears in his eyes. I had tears in mine. I said, listen to me. Never know your place. Never know your effing place. I said, now, when I get back in there, could we please talk? And then we talked and laughed, and it was beautiful. But my eyes were opened again because, see, it's hard for someone like me who doesn't see the differences. And when I'm smacked in the face with them, I don't even want to say it, what I'm capable of. So, yes, you guys deserve what you're talking about.
So what do you think about black people? Should they get reparations?
Yes, 1,000%.
Okay, that's good.
1,000%.
Well, I mean, foundational black Americans normally don't say, I know my place. That sounds more like maybe might have been an immigrant, another black immigrant.
No. I'm going to share something with you. My friend's husband is a cop in Memphis.
Just real quick, dig this, that the history books in both countries, and both places, north and the south and all that, they all had the same type of racism, you know.
Of course.
Because even when during the Civil War, you see, during the Civil War, the Civil War wasn't because they wanted to free slaves. The Civil War was because the South was outproducing the North. The South was getting free labor. And Abraham Lincoln wanted to save the Union. That was his only goal. He really wasn't about the slaves. But the North would have lost the war if it wasn't for foundational black Americans. Now, there are some people that also say that our reparations is the Civil War, because they said but you got to understand, this thing is so deep. The racism that was in the South, matter of fact, some of the first plantations, some of the biggest plantations were in the North. So they were just as racist as the South. You got to understand.
Yep.
You know? So, I hear your story, because like I said, you're just one person, but we're dealing with a systematic. This thing is systematic. So when I say that we need reparations, it has to come from on the federal level. It could come from a city level, on legislative. We need reparation. Now you're one of the white folks, because y'all used to be black. Italians used to be black in the
in the early 40s and all that stuff when y'all came over, y'all were considered black. The Irish, even the Jews were considered black. But then when white people, what they do to boost their numbers up, then they start making Italians, they say Italians are white, you know. And it was segregated in the time you was growing up too, you know, in the 70s and stuff like that in New York and stuff, because you had gangs, a lot of them guys like the Black Spades, they had stories about fighting some of the Italians from the certain neighborhoods, even some of the Hispanics in the neighborhoods and stuff like that, you know. But we do agree that foundation Black Americans, because this is the topic today. I want to stay on topic. I don't want to go on to my claim right now is about receipts, about why we should get reparations. And I think if we help build this country, not only that, we had to deal with, you know, us being sabotaged time after time, even when we built our cities and stuff in like Lake Lanier. You ever heard of Lake Lanier in Georgia? That was a black town that they flooded. So we have to be compensated for that, you know? Even the Homestead Act. See, we got to be compensated for that. This is about us being compensated, you know? Because we're behind the ball right now. And what I see today, I see immigrants are coming in this country. People from Ukraine are getting money, Asians getting hate crime bills, you know, and getting money. And not only that, you got they're giving money to Arabs and stuff. And foundational Black Americans, the people who built this country, is not getting compensated for what we have done, what we contribute to society. And we are a nation inside of a nation. And that's why I say foundational Black Americans. You notice I don't say African American. But go ahead, caller. I'm sorry. I don't want to be babbling.
No. Listen, you're not babbling. I actually just came back a few months ago. I went to the borders in Yuma, Arizona. I went to the good, bad, and indifferent ones. We were there all night. We had guns on us and everything. I was with the patrolmen. I mean, I witnessed it all firsthand. But what you're talking about, I agree with you 100%. So, I mean, everything is going on now. Whatever's going on right now in this government is very deep anyway, okay?
Yeah,
and I feel hopeless.
Even in New York City right now, they're saying they're putting the immigrants in hotels and stuff, and you got foundation. You got poor people on the street. You got foundational Black Americans on the street right now. You go in Chicago, I heard they shut down the schools in the Black neighborhood, saying that they're not going to use. They're going to shut these schools down. They ain't going to use them no more. And then they put immigrants in there from Florida, wherever they came from. And
I agree.
Not only that, they give them $50 million. So you see where I'm saying that. You know what? I feel like what is going on is they're trying to make us the permanent lower class in this country. And what I'm trying to say, and I believe that America right now, they have to make this right, because right now our country, right now, it's on a decline from the degeneracy.
You
know,
right.
Out of
I did two protests with Robert S. Kennedy Jr., and part of it was about this. And I feel hopeless. So all I could do is pray, and I'm on board with everything you're saying. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. Well, you know, there you go then. And you know, listen, that's what we need, people like you going out there. Hey, you see a foundation, stump for foundation Black Americans, man. Talk to your people. Hey, we should get reparations. Hey, you know, when Italians was going through what they were going through, they had the Italians, they was out there, and they had signs back in the times in the 70s and stuff like that. Even the mobs was out, the mobsters was out there and protesting, you know. So, you know, yeah, speak up. That's why I tell for any other white folks that, you know, that's on the phone, that's on the line, and you hear, hey, listen, you say you love Black people and you don't see no color and you with us, hey, vouch for us. Talk to your people. Vouch for us to get these reparations, because we need that, you know. But thanks, caller, for calling in. I'm going to continue on with this. I got some more receipts to get to. And now we have another track by international DJ, legendary Brother O. Let's get to it.
You know you drive me crazy, and you keep keeping on treating me so cruel. It ain't cool. It's alright to be a fool, as long as I'm a fool for you. So do like you wanna, but baby, don't you leave. I'll take what you give me, baby. Just don't leave me, please. Girl, you are so special, and I feel special too. But the major difference is that I'm a special.
Yeah. Caller two. Hey, what's your name and where you calling from? What you got to say about
that? Hey, good evening. This is the host of the Strictly Business with E. Davis, and I am E. Davis. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful.
I just wanted to go in and just show my support. I'm listening to the show, and you definitely have some valid points.
Oh, definitely. This topic, I feel like, this is the time for it, And do you have anything to say? Should we get it or no? Are you on board with that? Reparations for foundational Black Americans?
I'm on board, but I'm not holding my breath. I have my own money. I don't need money from the government for past events. Firm believer in building my own table, which I have done so. I have two businesses and a 501c3. So I don't need anything from the government. I'm good.
Well, okay. And there you go. All right. Caller three, what's your name and where you calling from?
Good evening. It's Genesis Amaris Camp. I'm also a fellow host here on WBNN, and I was calling to support you tonight and your topic. And with me being first-generation American, I do believe up to an extent that, foundational America, as you call them, do need reparations to some extent, given some of the background knowledge and insight. And I think once we really come together as, a community and et cetera, and weigh all the options on the table, I do feel like there should be some due diligence given there. But I can't speak in depth about that since I am, like I said, first-generation American, and my, parents immigrated here from the Caribbean and South America. And we're like a mixed-race family.
Listen,
but
I do see it
from both sides.
Listen, some people say this sometimes. Some people will say, well, I wasn't there. I didn't have any slaves, so I shouldn't pay. Yeah, I wasn't there for the Jewish Holocaust, but my tax dollars go to that. My tax dollars, I didn't do that to the Native Americans. My tax dollars support that. I wasn't there for Ukraine, but my black tax dollars support that. There's nothing to be discussed, really, but when cut the check. We done heard enough. I don't care what party does it, whether it's Democrat. I don't care what party, Democrat, Republican. Whoever got the bag, bring it on. All right? You got the bag for foundational Black Americans? We want it. The other caller, she said that she makes her own money. That's good, but I want that money too. This is a debt.
Yeah.
You got to understand. Y'all don't understand what I'm coming. This is about a debt that is owed to us because they built this country 400 years. 400 years. You don't get America. You don't get the house and the dog. You don't get what your family has or what you were brought up with, the privilege that you have, without the labor of foundational Black Americans. Now, she said, I don't need, I'll make my own. Well, that's fine. I'll take your check. But we need that because everybody got a leg up. Even white, the number, matter of fact, let me get the numbers. I'm going to let you talk, Carla. Give me a second. I just want to spit this real quick. Is that
okay. The
most people on welfare is white people, white America. See, they got the Homestead Act going on. They was got free land, all of that. And a lot of that land was stolen land from foundational Black Americans. Huh? So I don't want to hear that I don't need – oh, it's a handout. I don't want to hear that, hey, y'all get – I got my own money. I don't need nothing from the government. Everybody got something from the government, whether it's your job. Everybody. White America got everything from the government. It was given to them. Even the $5 Indians, when it was white people finessing the ledgers and stuff and putting their name down as an Indian. So the Indians, a lot of the Indians you see today are not even Indians. But go ahead, caller. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. This is definitely your show tonight.
Well, I'm really sorry. So, I'm unapologetic, but go ahead.
I know. I get you. I do the same thing when I have my show, too. So the other thing I would say, too, like from my perspective, being a millennial and also being part of the BIPOC community and just seeing what I see now, I do one extent that I would say about reparations from my point of view, living in the time that we're living in, I do see that there is still a wage and gender gap and pay disparity with those who consider themselves foundational Americans, Black Americans, African Americans, or however you prefer to refer to yourself if you are part of that melanated community. And it happened to me, and it wasn't until the George Floyd incident where I spoke out in the VP's meeting that 1 week later I got a $20,000 salary increase whenever I was in the oil and gas sector. And I was in that sector for 12 years. I have now switched and transitioned gears. But from that perspective, I do feel that there are reparations and things that need to be corrected in our system and society, given all of the things that we have done and paved our way. And it's not saying, oh, I want a handout or whatnot. But if we want to talk about justice and we want to talk about freedom and free land, then I feel like we need to look at it at a holistic viewpoint and close the gaps and close the loops, because there's a lot of loops and gaps. And if you're inviting somebody to the table but you're not allowing that person to be themselves and eat, then where is the justice and where is the balance for those individuals? So that could also be a viewpoint for reparations as well. And I think that this conversation and this topic goes very deep, and I think a lot of your callers tonight are going to have various viewpoints. And, you know, we have to respect those. And I know the last caller, E. Davis, who's also a host here, she's an entrepreneur. She's doing very well and successful for herself, so she sees it one way. And then Jerry Petito, your first caller, sees it, you know, another way. And I think all of these are very good viewpoints. But that's all I want to say, because I need to save my voice. But I am Genesis Amaris Kemp. I'm a host here on WBNN, and I just wanted to support you and welcome back to the network after 10 years. So you're truly an OG. So salute to you, and if you want to know more about me, check out my podcast and check out my next show that's coming up in August. I do my shows on Monday.
Right. All right, there you go, then. All right, let me get to it. I got some more receipts, man. Listen, all the people who don't want their reparation check, I'll take it. I'll take $1.2 million. You understand? You know, because listen, America is definitely not going to make me feel guilty about taking this money. We need that money. You understand? We need that money, especially in this time, in this age, and listen, where you see it right now. They're giving all types of money to immigrants, and I see it. I see monies and everything. But when they come to Black Americans, foundational Black Americans, they want to come to us with dancing, singing. Hey, let's come together. Let's do the electric slide, guys. Let's do the what's that song? Let's do that whatever that song is. I don't know what it is. They want to come to us with singing, dancing, you know, comedy. They want to talk about love and hugging. I don't need a hug. Damn them damn hugs. You feel me? You feel me? You know, damn them hugs. You know, I don't need no damn hugs. We are past all the hugging stuff, all right? I need money. We need money in our pockets. You know, you feel me, Ngozi? We need bread. Hell with all that. We done faced dogs, tanks, all types of stuff. We done, not only that, we done fought for a lot of these immigrants to come over here, you know, and not only that, some of them came and they come over here and tried to undermine us, and the white supremacists use these immigrants to do that as a buffer class. You know, so listen, here we go. Listen, we got another track, all right, by international DJ, legendary brother O. Let's get to it.
Yo, kick the beat. Today, part two. New formula, you know what I'm saying? Got a feeling, and we're building. Check it out, y'all. Here we go.
I can't wait till she gets home. wherever you go, I go mingo. That's why I do it out the window.
Let's go, let's go. All right, listen, caller four. What's your name? Where you calling from? Let's get it.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Bulls Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where old ladies got big-ass wigs on and leopard print tights trying to dance with young people that got beards and muscles. What's good?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, man. What you think about the reparations, man? You deserve it?
Yes, well, I'm going to say... I'm going to say this, right? I'm all for it because I'm going to tell you, Clev One is from the squad, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, we've been here forever. We've been here before, during, and after slavery, you know what I'm saying, where this is what I would suggest to the people, I'll say if you are going for these funds, you know what I'm saying, know who you are. Know if you're an imported Negro or if you're an indigenous Negro. You know what I'm saying? If you know who you was in the first place, you would know whether or not you had reparations or not. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got people out here, they got they situations situated. You know what I mean? You got old men. Oh, shout out to the old fathers, you know, all the ones with the farms that got them from their grandfathers with the farms that got them from their grandfathers with the farms. You know what I'm saying? Everybody had farms. You know what I mean? Damn, that's a couple of years back. You know what I mean? If all them was alive, I think they mean some of them be about 300-400 years old. But some of these are the proofs where everybody wasn't going through none of that. So, you know, my thing is people go for your reparations and all that. If you got to get it, if it's out there for you, go ahead and get it. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, look at it like this. Know who you are. If you don't know who you are, you find out that part first before you start complaining about stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know, because at the end of the day, folks, again, when the evil is done to you, it's because of what your hands have set forth. You know what I'm saying? Don't matter where you came from. And furthermore, you know what I'm saying? All of the whole earth, everybody been touched with this kind of evil here. You know what I mean? And we seek refuge from that. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, people, just know who you are and look into it. You feel what I'm saying? Don't sit around knowing that it's out here. Find out who you are to see if they owe it to you or not. You know what I'm saying? Since everybody was slaves, damn it, then everybody should have some money, some reparations going on. Everybody should have them. Since everybody was slaves, everybody should have these reparations by now. That's all I got to say about it. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, we sitting back, it was always tobacco here, it was always cotton here, it was always cannabis here, it was always all these different things, silks and all these different things here. You know what I'm saying? Where you think it came from? The sands, you know what I'm saying? And yes, shout out to those who know that the indigenous people who were here for thousands of years are, you know what I'm saying, black people. You see what I'm saying? Now, how they get, of course, they you know, they've been coming here for thousands of years. And as you said, you know what I mean, they've been grounded and founded on their own civilization people, don't be hoodwinked to think that civilization just started in the 1700s. You know what I'm saying? You got centuries before that. You know what I'm saying? Don't get hoodwinked. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't like what you're being hoodwinked with, do your research so you can know better. You know what I'm saying? And if you know better, you do better, right? That's what they say. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing for the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where bus drivers be pulling off on old ladies when they see them trying to get to the bus stop running. Check your satellites.
Real talk. Real talk. Now, definitely check your lineage. That's why, because this thing is lineage-based. The reason why. Now, for all the other groups of people in this country who want to get their reparations, you know, you're going to have to go get it from the countries that colonized you. Haiti, you're going to have to go holler at France. Go holler at Spain. Certain places in Africa, go holler at the British. Even Jamaica. All the islands, too. You know, go holler at them. Go holler at the people that colonized you, man. That's what we're doing. The reason why we hollering at our government, because the government that enslaved us is still here, still established today. You know, they're still here today. That government is still here. You know? But look, dig this, though. We got another track by international DJ, legendary brother O. Get it, man.
You know, Jean, I wanna know why she's getting funky on me, you know what I'm saying? Is it a real true fact that she's getting funky on me? Man, look, listen, I'm the B-Dog G. Let's do it. Were I thought you were sugar and spice, just kidding, sucker. Ah, y'all like that. Well, I bet you was sugar and spice. Girl, you tricked me. I fell in love with a smile so nice. Holy moly, you know your loving is getting mighty cold, yeah. I might as well get my hat and a winter coat and go to bed on a block of ice. Oh, that ain't cool. Tried to get it right. Why do we have to fight? What's wrong? Yeah.
It's your boy Olasky on the wheels of steel. New Jack Swing, baby.
Why you getting funky with me?
Yeah. Unapologetic looks. Caller 5. What's your name? Where you calling from? Talk.
Hello, Simeon. It's Ava Holly from the Casual Chat. How are you tonight? And welcome back to WBNN. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How you doing, love?
I'm doing good, and I'm enjoying listening to your callers and to your topic. And first of all, I got to shout it out to Clever One. When you know better, you do better. A lot of people don't know better, and I'm so sick of dealing with stupid, it isn't even funny. But and like Jerry said, you know, it's scary out there today. It really is. But I got to tell you that I heard you in the archives before, and you remind me of the very first scene in Beverly Hills Cop with Eddie Murphy playing Axel Foley, and he's getting chewed out by his superior, who says to him, I just got my ass chewed out by his superior. And Eddie Murphy turns around and looks behind him and says, no, you still got a little ass left. And that, and he dedicated his character in that movie to the passion of what he believed in, and his instincts served him right. And that's what I see in you. I hear your passion. I hear what you're going for. And yes, I believe in the reparations. I don't know how that looks like these days. You talk about dealing with a systematic system, you know. How do you do that? Do you have it where one of your callers said, you know, they really don't need it? Okay, that's fine. So do you have it in a way where, you know, you just go online and apply and then you automatically get it? Do you have it in a way where it goes by, you know, a social security number and you just get a check? But I'd be with you. We're going to get a check. You take the check, you know. You take the check. But I admire you. I love your topic. I love your passion. And, yes, I'm with you on this.
Yeah, that's a good question. And the way you go about it simply is this. It's simply going to be lineage-based. If you can trace your ancestors, foundation of Black Americans, most likely, if you could trace your ancestors to the 1870 census, not only that, you know, and your ancestors on the census wrote down Negro, they were enslaved. They were a foundational Black American, you know. Mm-hmm. So that it's not, and it's easy for us to trace our lineage. Even the dominant society knows this. They know this, you know. Now, like, and it's easy for us to trace our lineage. Now, people from other countries, you ask Africans or Haitians, a lot of them don't even know what age they are, you know what I'm saying? And this, I'm not crapping on my brothers and sisters from the diaspora stuff, but, you know, we're coming to get our stuff from the government that's still here today, you know?
Right.
That foundational Black Americans be compensated, and how the payments will look in cash, just like you give the Jews and you give the Japanese and stuff like that in cash and land, just like in Arizona, the Native Americans over there, they got casinos and stuff, and not only that, they got their own police station in Arizona. You have to pay to come on the property to actually go look.
Yeah.
You know. So it's very easy. They can definitely cash payments, you know, and land. So definitely we can definitely get that popping. And some people might say, then what are you guys going to do with the money and stuff? You know, some of my people from the hood may say, man, they're going to burn those sneakers and stuff. Well, let them. We can spend all the money on.
Yeah, who cares what they do with it?
Yes, whatever we want to spend it on. Some going to do the right thing.
Exactly.
Some going to do the wrong thing. Nobody, when Chinese got their money and Japanese got their money, nobody asks them what they're going to do with it. They do whatever they want to do with it. Everybody is not going to trick off their money at the strip club or twerk. You know? So, you know,
Well, God bless you. God bless you. I'm enjoying your show. God bless you. And I'm also a host here, so I'm looking forward to getting to know you more. I hope you'll be back with us more often. And I'm glad to have you.
Oh, definitely. Likewise. There you go. I appreciate it. Yes. See, now I want everybody to know, like, listen, all of us not going to trick off our money. It's going to be a few people. You're going to have them going to be going to the strip club. They're going to blow all their money and all that stuff. A lot of us, mostly Foundation of Black Americans, we are good people. We know how to build infrastructure. We got, you know, like the brother said earlier, he said a lot of, you look at some of them houses down south. Them houses were built by a grandfather and his, and our great grandfathers and his brothers. The men built them houses, you know. Men built those houses. So it wasn't just Big Mama. Big Mama had that house because Big Daddy was there, all right? That whole gender thing, that's another topic for another day. I give all that. We're going to talk about the gender, this so-called gender thing that everybody coming up with. But that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other topic. I ain't going to get into that, you know. But a lot of the houses that you see down south, that when we was going down south and stuff, you know, real houses were built by black men, the older black men. So we know how to build up our infrastructure. We know how to do that. Black Foundation of Black Men, we know what to do with our money. We know how to get things popping. Okay? One of the first airports was a black airport in Atlanta, Georgia, built by a black man. And they said it was high, it was quality too. It was fly. You know? So we are the ingredients in this country, and it's only right that America, that the government, you got to pay that reparation. This is a debt. You done made your bones off of us. Build up infrastructures and all types of things, man. Yeah, listen, it's time. It is time for Foundational Americans to get their due. It is time. Listen, man, let me give you one more receipt, but hold up. I think we got another track. Here we go. We got another track. Let's get it.
To me, to a
Yeah. Unapologetic, man. Make it plain. It's your host, Simeon Myers. Let's get it, man. Listen, this has been a good night, man. We're talking about foundational black Americans getting reparation ends. California, they're getting close. They're getting there, man. It's happening. You know, it's a funny thing that a lot of things start in California, then it spreads out. You know that? That's real deep. That's real deep, man. And you know what? We need this. We need this because we got to build up our neighborhood, you know? So, you know, listen, I'm done right now. We're going to let Ngozi, let's go. Let's get it. Ngozi, get it in, man. I'm done.
Oh, boy. Simeon has not changed since 2013, and I love it. I love it. He's the protagonist, and that's what we need on our network. Now, I was going to agree. It's okay. And I want my fifth-ranked commissioner of this network, the story Beverly Nation, come on very quickly before I go into my Ngozi time, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother O. Simeon, I enjoyed your show tonight. Make it plain, brother. Make it plain so that everybody can understand. Make it plain because some people just don't have a clue. And I appreciate your show tonight. I'm looking forward to more from you. And welcome back to Beverly Nation. Welcome home, Simeon. Welcome home. All right, everybody, I invite you all to tune in Sunday night to News Forum, 9:30 p.m. right here on WBNN, and also invite all WBNN hosts to come out on Sunday for Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition's third annual Day of Freedom, chess tournament, fishing competition, and the whole nine, food and drinks, a fun, fun day. And again, Simeon, welcome home.
All right, we thank our reigning commissioner, Chinchilla Jonesia, better known as the Queen of Justice. And, of course, tonight I'm real proud of Simeon and what he's brought forth in this network. Years ago, when I hired Simeon, that's what we needed here. We needed someone that's going to talk to us and challenge us. Because a lot of times you're not going to agree with what Simeon says. And that's the reason why we do radio, right? And I love it. And, you know, he steps on toes and don't care if they're broken. That's why we are the original and right now the continuous one and only Beverly Nation. Tomorrow night, I cannot wait for this show. We're honoring our Latin community with a wonderful, outstanding show, Yo Nancy Para Amate. And we were born to love you. That's what it means. Tomorrow night right here, 9:30 Eastern, Daylight Time, hosted by a bilingual, outstanding young lady, so talented that she can do two shows as well. Her name is Tiana Speaks, and I'm so proud of her, taking up the mantle to be able to do this show. I'm so proud of her, and I love her very, very much. She is a jewel of this network. There's only one Jersey jewel, but I'm talking about, you know, the jewel of the network. All of our young ladies that's on this network, they do an outstanding job. So thank you so much, Tiana, again, and stay tuned. And, of course, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter, at Ngozi_time. Ola Dali Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or want for program tonight, Ola Dali that Ngozi with mine, gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dali Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. How many times you can say that? Class of 2013, the wonderful, ending the show tonight, Simeon Myers.
Yeah. Unapologetic. So listen, man. Listen, let's do the right thing. We need a stomp for foundational black Americans. We need a stomp for everybody in this country. We need a stomp for Hispanics. We need a stomp for Asians, everybody, you name it. It's time for us to get ours. Do the right thing, and that's it. Make it plain.